Devion, can you remember the first time you imagined being in the NFL or dreamt about getting to this point and what it's been like to actually do it?
When I was little, I told my mom I wanted to play in the NFL. I had a dream. I was like, Mom, I want to play in the NFL. But I never, when the first time I said I got a chance, it was like 11th grade. The guys came in and told me I was going to be the number one player in the country coming out until my senior year. And I was like, okay, well, it's my chance now. And I'm going to South Carolina. It's been the best 3 years of my life being now part of the team in South Carolina. It's just been up and up for me and my family, like I said. And I hope it continues to be that way.
Bill, Clowney mentioned last night that you had told him as the process went on, you were going to kind of put your neck out on the line for him and he would do the same for you and you were going to kind of keep him in your hip pocket. What was your message that you were trying to deliver to him at that point?
Well, you know, again, Brian, I think you know, I try to keep those conversations between myself and Jadavion, but I think the general theme of things with our staff and, you know, when we went to South Carolina along with Rick and his crew, we sat down and we had some really good discussions with him and you know, we had questions for him. He had questions for us. And I was just impressed, like I said before, with the things that he talked about. You know, he talked about being a good teammate. He talked about loving to compete. He loves game day. He talked about his family, like I said before. And he really talked about how much he loved winning and how winning was important to him. And I think, you know, as we move forward here into the next 2 days, you know, these are the type of guys that we're looking for. We're looking for team guys. We're looking for tough guys. We're looking for guys that are going to come in here and understand that they're a part of a team and they're coming here to work hard. And like JD said, you know, we have some really good core veterans on this team for him to learn from, and I know that he's looking forward to that.
Rick, last night, Jonathan Joseph said the addition of Jadavion makes his team instantly better. What does that mean to you coming from one of your veterans?
Well, I think he recognizes and understands the talent. And obviously, you know, when you add a – you know, this league, you know, pass rushing is important. And everybody certainly understands that. I think that's probably what he talked about. And I think he knows him as a man. And he knows what he will add to our football team. I talked last night about the fact that, you know, he's driven. And he's in my opinion, very committed to being – an excellent football player, and you need that. And I think Jonathan knows that because he knows him from Rock Hill.
You know,
he's known him for his entire life. So I think he's excited about that, as y'all do.
Rick, when did you specifically kind of get an idea of knowing that you would be able to play Jadavion at a linebacker spot? What did you see that you knew he could make that move back there a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that's a part of the evaluation process, and our scouts start so. And then as you kind of work through from the you know, combine to the pro days, and then the coaches get involved in that evaluative process as well. You know, when you look at him from an athletic standpoint, in terms of what we will ask outside linebackers to do, there's no doubt he's got the athleticism to do it. He's got the smarts to do it. So I don't think there's going to be any issue with that.
Jadavion, Rick mentioned last night, well, as he talked, that you'll be playing standing up quite a bit. How do you see that, playing standing up versus with your hand on the ground? Do you prefer one or the other? Is that an adjustment you're going to have to make?
I mean, I don't think it's going to be a very problem for me. I feel like I can play standing up and being down. Whatever the coaches want me to do, I'm willing to do. I'm just looking forward to getting here and getting started. You'll see on Sunday.
Jadavion, a lot of people ripped you at the beginning of the year saying you were protecting yourself and taking it easy. How much did Lattimore's injury the year before kind of weigh on you as you were going through practice in the fall and the first part of the season?
I'm saying it didn't affect me at all, you know. Going into that season, I told the team, I was like, man, we here to win games regardless of what I know people's going to be on me from the season we have the past season. We said we're not going to let the media get involved with this team and not going to let it destroy the team. So we stayed together and we continued to win games. We went 11-2 and finished number 4 in the country, which was first time done in South Carolina history. And I'm proud of that.
Rick, with the addition of J.D., Does it change anything personnel wise with the other linebackers now?
Well, we've got some flexibility. We've talked oftentimes, you know, about some of the flexibility with some of our players. I would imagine that you're referring to maybe Brooks Reed and where he fits. You know, I talked last night about one of the calling cards for Romeo Crennel and his history as a coordinator has been creativity, and so we will certainly leave that up to him. He's a lot better at that than I am, so we'll leave that up to him.
Jadeveon, I know you've only been here for a few hours, but you know, getting a tour of the facility and meeting some of the other people, what have you thought so far?
I feel great. You know, I'm glad to be a part of this organization. I feel like it's home. I got other guys here from my back home, and I feel like I'm fit right in with them. And, I mean, they welcomed me already. I talked to J.J. Watt. He was like, man, I'm glad you'll be a part of Houston Texans. I'm ready to show you the round, and you're going to be like a leader to me. I'm going to follow him and get ready to get going.
This one's for Rick. Have you guys had conversations about trading for Ryan Mallett?
Yeah, I've heard a little bit of that out here in the last day. So we have not been in any type of conversations with the New England Patriots. Obviously, he's a member of that organization. So, but we have not. I'll go ahead and tell you we haven't. That's not a true state, true rumor.
So having said that, Rick, what is, as much as you can say, what's your approach now for round two, and is either Bill or Rick can address this. Is a quarterback one of your priorities moving forward?
Well, I'll start. I mean, the quarterback position is one of the things that we talked about throughout the process, is something that we wanted to address. Now, how that impacts, you know, the balance of the next night and tomorrow would be predicated on our board. I mean, you guys know me, and I've talked to you about the fact that our philosophy with respect to the way that we draft and how we do it. And so if there is a quarterback that's at a place of value when we picked him, we'll contemplate taking him.
Along those same lines, Rick, could you see this team feeling comfortable taking a quarterback in the third round or later?
I think we're comfortable taking a quarterback at any point that we have in value, and we're going to be consistent with that. So that's what we do, and that's how we'll continue to do it.
Jadeveon, last year I think you had dealt with some minor injuries, and there was even some whispers that after you got drafted you might need surgery or something like that, which, you know, never been proven. But how healthy are you right now, and is there anything going on with you physically?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm very healthy. You know, I've been working out and training. Everything feels great to me right now. You know, I'm just ready to get ahead and get going and have to see.
One more.
Question for Coach O'Brien. Just you mentioned talking to JD, but seeing him in person at that pro day, how he could move, doing linebacker things with Coach Crennel, how big of a part of the process was that for you?
Well, it was certainly a part of the process. You know, I think the number one, the first thing you do is you watch the tape, and that's one thing. There was a question earlier. You know, I really don't know what tape some of these guys were watching, because you know, I think this guy plays hard. I think when the game was on the line, the guy played hard, and I think this guy's going to come in here and work hard. We've talked about that. That's, you know, right. And we're looking forward to seeing that, and we're looking forward to working with him. You know, I think it's all part of the process. I think you watch the tape, you have the pro day, you have you know, the interviews, the time spent on campus with him when he came here to our organization. So there's no one part that's bigger than the other. I think it's, you know, you just look at it and you make the best decision for the organization, which is what we've done, obviously, here.
Jadeveon, a lot of people have questioned that work ethic. What's your response when that gets out there and you see people in the media and draft experts, so to speak, have to say that? What's your response?
I don't really respond. I think you kill the media and guys with silence. You don't give them nothing to go on. You just keep proving people wrong, like I've been doing my whole life. I'm going to come in here and work. You know, I'm going to get these guys what they want out of me. That's a hardworking guy. I told him that since from day one when I walk in here. I'm here to work and help win games.
Everyone stay where you guys are. We're going to take a picture. We're going to get this off.